Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam and I talked about this at the beginning of the show. The Braves made a statement by going out and doing what they did and getting the acquisitions that they did. They're solidifying the catcher position. I think Jock Peterson, to me, he's not one of those names that jumps out at you, but I've been following this dude's career, and he's that stone in your shoe that seems to show up. I remember him doing it with the Dodgers, doing it with the Cubs in big games. When you need that just little nub of a hit to drive in that runner on second base, he's the guy who always seems, in my mind, to come up and provide that. And timely hitting is something that has hurt the Braves in years past in the playoffs. And if he can bring that, I'm cool with that across the board.
Absolutely. And I was really high on Jock Peterson before, you know, this season, someone maybe that he even should have looked at bringing in. I think he would have made sense for this team, you know, regardless. And I think one of the things with Jock was, you know, for the longest time, you looked at what he did against lefties, right? He was in his career, he hit 64 weighted run created plus against lefties. So 36% below league average. He was 125, so 25% above league average against righties. This year, he's dead center in the middle against both because he was playing in those shifts and those platoons in LA forever. And now he's getting consistent playing time, and you're seeing what this guy can do. And you got another option year on him, a mutual option of $10 million next year. So this doesn't have to be a rental. I mean, this could be somebody who could be a part of this team next year and provide, that left-handed power.
Corey, thoughts about the fact that, you know, the guys go out last night, and they also get a catcher. What do you feel like that does? We're waiting for Travis d'Arnaud to come back. We had a veteran. And we kind of saw in the last 2 years what having a veteran backstop could do with Tyler Flowers. I think he made a big difference with those young pitchers. You feel like that's kind of what we're looking for here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you go out and get a guy in Steven Vogt who, you know, isn't the player that he once was, and he'll, you know, replace Jonathan Lucroy. I mean, it's funny, this is the seventh catcher that they'll have used in this season, but, guy that they'll be able to pair with d'Arnaud when he does come back and kind of take pressure on him, because remember, he was out for a long time. He was getting a ton of mileage put on him, before the injury. So I think this is a really smart move. It's just a depth move at this point. They still, that big move, that one that kind of puts them over the top, I think is, with as much as you can do now without Ron Acuña Jr. in your lineup, those are still the moves that need to be made, and we'll see if they can get there. Obviously, you know, last night you saw what this team really needs, and they need some bullpen help. I think these are good moves to start, and I think the Peterson one in particular, I like it a lot because it has legs beyond the 21 season.
Yeah, but you know, Corey, then let me ask you this. What are you willing to give up to get that big one? Because, see, that's the worry. How can you make Braves fans feel like, okay, yes, everything you said is true and they need to get that person, but what are we giving up? Can they just do it with draft picks?
No, I mean, if you want something of value, obviously you're going to have to give up something of value. You can't give up a guy who is underperforming and think that one of the other 29 GMs doesn't realize the guy's underperforming. You're obviously going to have to give up these pieces in the minor league system that you've been enamored with. And I'm not saying Christian Pache, you know, Drew Waters type, but you've got a ton of arms, and people have seen Kyle Muller in action. I mean, that's the kind of arm you may have to end up parting with if you want to get the kind of impact back that I think that this team really needs. So, I mean, look, you need a bat, you need a bullpen guy. I mean, you look at the Rangers, they've got Joey Gallo, they've got Ian Kennedy. I mean, that's something you could, you know, put a package together that would get you something like, I mean, that's to me is the level of move you have to make in order to really get in, back in this thing post Acuña.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.